यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारे यमुना तीरावनचारे जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारे यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णो कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol हरि वो निधाय गौर हरि बोल हरे बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 9 टू 13 पृथुः पुरुरवागाधीर् नहुषो भरतर्जुनः मान्दाता सगरो रामः खट्वांगो दुन्दुहारघुः पृथुपुरुरवागाधेर् नहुषो भरतोऽर्जुनः मान्दाता सगरो रामः खट्वांगो दुन्दुहारगोः ऋतुः पुरुरवागाधेर् नहुषो भरतोऽर्जुनः मान्दाता सगरो रामः खट्वांगो दुन्दुहारगोः
Thank you.
प्रतुहु पुरुरवागादिः महाराजस पृथु पुरुरवा एंड गादी नहुषः भरतः अर्जुनः नहुष भरत कार्तवीर अर्जुन मांधाता सगरः रामः मांधाता सगर एंड राम खट्वांगः दुंदुहाग रघुः खट्वांग दुंदुहा एंड रघु त्रिणबिंदु ययाति ही च त्रिणबिंदु एंड ययाति ओके दैट केम इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स आई जस्ट रीड आउट द अदर वर्सेस आल्सो त्रिणबिंदु ययातिश्च शर्याति ही शांतनुर्गयः भगीरथः कुवलयाश्वः कूटस्थो नैषधो नृगः हिरण्यकशपुर्वृत्रो रावणो लोकरावणः नमूचिः शम्बरो भौमो हिरण्याक्षोत्थतारकः अन्ये च बहवो दैत्या राजानो ये महेश्वराः सर्वे सर्वविदः शूरः सर्वे सर्वजितो जिताः ममतामय्यवर्तन्त कृत्वोच्चैर्मर्त्यधर्मिनः कथावशेषः कालेन यकृतार्थाः कृतविभो सच किंग्स एज पृथु पुरुरवा गाधी नहुष भरत कार्तवीर अर्जुन मांधाता सगर राम कटवांग दुंदुहा रघु तृणबिंदु ययाति शर्याति शंतनु गय भगीरथ कुवलयाश्व ककुत्स्थ नैषध नृग हिरण्यकशिपु वृत्र रावण हु मेड द होल वर्ल्ड लेमेंट नमूची शंबर भौम हिरण्याक्ष एंड तारक एज वेल एज मेनी अदर डीमन्स एंड किंग्स who possessed great powers of control over others, were all full of knowledge, heroic, all-conquering and unconquerable. Nevertheless, O Almighty Lord, although they lived their lives intensely trying to possess me, these kings were subject to the passage of time, which reduced them all to mere historical accounts. None of them could permanently establish their rule. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami and as confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the King Ram mentioned here is not the incarnation of Godhead Ramachandra. Prithu Maharaj is understood to be an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who completely exhibited the characteristics of an earthly king, claiming proprietorship over the entire earth. A saintly king like Prithu Maharaj, however, controls the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas a demon such as Hiranyakashipu or Ravan tries to exploit the earth for his own personal sense gratification. Nevertheless, both saintly kings and demons must leave the earth. In this way, their political supremacy is ultimately neutralized by the force of time. Modern political leaders cannot even temporarily control the entire earth, nor are their opulences and intelligence unlimited. Possessing hopelessly fragmented power, enjoying a minuscule lifespan, and lacking deep existential intelligence, modern leaders inevitably are symbols of frustration and misdirected ambition. Om Adhyanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So here in this verse, series of verses, which is Bhumi Geet, Mother Earth is offering prayers to the Lord, and she is being sarcastic. And she is having a hearty laugh at the cost of all the kings that have been mentioned here, both pious as well as impious, who are trying to lord over earth. Not just these kings, but in fact everyone are having this unhealthy obsession with trying to conquer and control. In Latin it is said Veni, Vidi, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. This was spoken by Julius Caesar when he conquered a kingdom. It was so swift that he says, I just came, I saw, I conquered. So there have been so many kings, and the point here is that whether you are pious or impious, it doesn't matter. The fact still remains that we cannot own anything in this world. No one can be owners. We are all simply caretakers. And when we fill up government forms, applications, Aadhaar card or PAN card, sometimes we may have to mention our address, and there are fields, permanent address, temporary address. But actually it is not true. There cannot be a permanent address. It's just temporary address 1, temporary address 2, temporary address 3, all are temporary addresses only. That needs to be corrected actually. Government should introspect and see that how can anything be permanent. So you see, people make such efforts. They go to such lengths to conquer and possess And these are the kings of kind, not very ancient, all mixed actually, quite ancient as well as quite recent also, but there have been more recent kings, like, as I said, you know, Julius Caesar and the Roman Empire and the British Empire and Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan, Ashoka. I read that Genghis Khan had conquered 4 times more territory than Alexander the Great. 4 times more territory. And Ashoka. And of course, Alexander the Great, we know that he came conquering, he reached up to India. And he died at the age of 33 or something. 32. How did he die? It is a mystery actually how he died. Probably we will speculate it was some disease. Who knows, probably he must have been bitten by the famous mosquitoes of India. Chikungunya or malaria or dengue or something like that. Great, great, great warriors, they come to India and they get humbled actually. You see, the warrior who could not be conquered by anyone, who got conquered by the, you know, woman of India. And such great extents people go, you know, conquering. And Alexander the Great, when he came to India, he was discussing with all the mendicants, the rishis, who were living without anything, and he would go and have a debate with them and discussion. He would learn from them spiritual knowledge, and he would, they would give him advice how foolish it is to try and conquer the world. It's only for a short time only. And you know, there are examples of Pandavas and Yudhishthir Maharaj and what great extents they went. We are talking about people who were successful in trying to conquer, and you know, they have conquered the world. These are all actually emperors. And you know, in the Mahabharata it is said that in Indraprastha, which was manufactured by Maya, Lord Krishna told Yudhishthira that you should conduct a Rajasuya Yajna, and you should also perform an Ashwamedha Yajna. So he said, alright, so what are the impediments? Oh, Jarasandha is still living, we have to kill him. So then we know that Krishna went along with Bhim and Arjun, killed him and then came back, and then again they had to go and, you know, collect tributes from all the kings. So that took about a year. So they went in all four directions: north, east, south, south and west. So it is explained that each brother, that means Yudhishthira didn't go, Nakul, Sahadev, Bhima and Arjun went, and they all collected a lot of tributes: jewels, gold, precious stones. And they all piled it up. Yes? Piled it up. So, there were 4 piles of the 4 brothers. So, the height of the pile that was collected by Nakul, which was the least, it is explained, was 10 yojanas. So if you calculate, 1 yojana is about 8 kilometers. So how much is that? 80 kilometers. You know what is the height of Mount Everest? 8.8 kilometers. Say 9 kilometers. So 80 kilometers. That is just of Nakul. Sahadev brought up so much wealth to have a mountain whose height went up to 30 yojanas. Bhim collected, it went up to 100 yojanas. Bhim had a small area actually, otherwise he would have collected much, much more. He only went and conquered certain areas. And Arjun had a far greater area. So he collected 400 yojanas. How much is that in kilometers? It's inconceivable. Kilometers. So, you know, if you consider all was put in Indraprastha, which is quite a small place, how is that even possible? Can you fit Mount Everest in? Like that Mount Everest, many times Mount Everest, such a big mountain in Indraprastha. So this is the glory of architects like Vishwakarma and Maya Janav, that they could make a very subtle place which can accommodate but still seem like just an ordinary small limited space. You know, many of it is quite subtle science. So that was the extent to which people went all over the world to collect tributes. And they were successful. Yudhishthir and all of them, he was successful in being the king and emperor of the world. And still, how long did they rule? Now, this was in the when they did the yajna, that time Yudhishthir was about 55 years old. Subsequently, then Kurukshetra war took place. And after the war, how many years they ruled? Only 36 years. After this huge war and after all this exercise of killing and, you know, collecting and how much? Just 36 years. And that also for 11 years, Dhritarashtra was still sitting on the throne. Yudhishthir did not become the king. Because of the utmost respect Yudhishthir had for Dhritarashtra, he still kept him on the throne and said, "You are only our king actually. I just want to be your servant." And then Vidur came and said, "You shameless fellow, you have no shame. After all that you have done to the Pandav, you still have the audacity to sit on the throne and survive on the food given by Yudhishthir. Get out, my foolish brother." And then somehow convinced him to get out. So how much is that? Maybe 25 years Yudhishthir ruled. So, and then Sagar Maharaj, all these people who have been actual emperors, today we cannot even conceive that it is possible for one person to rule the entire world. We have seen that there are people who are tried, even recent history, World War II, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin. Not Stalin, but at least Hitler was very ambitious. He went, was so ambitious, he struck east, west and east both at the same time. "I'll conquer, conquer, conquer." And then when he started losing, you know, he reached up to Stalingrad. Nearly conquered Russia also. But then what happened? The army got stuck in the severe winter of Russia. They couldn't fight. They had no winter clothing. And then the Russian army struck and then drove them back and back and back, and they reached up to Berlin. And Hitler, how does he die? Finally, he commits suicide in his bunker, comfortably. Takes a little poison, shoots himself, and gets his assistants to burn his body. So you see, I mean, emperors in those days used to lead the warriors. They would be on the battlefield. Not like, you know, the modern Kshatriyas who, you know, when there's a difficulty, they just kill themselves. No, they would die like soldiers on the battlefield. So, they would try so hard, they would strive so hard, but still, in the recent history, we have not seen any one person being the, you know. And Prabhupada was asked once that, how is it possible for one man to rule the universe? How is it possible? And then Prabhupada said, "Yes, that is management. That is good management. They knew how to manage. Today we do not know how to manage. So difficult to manage one temple, is it not? Just to keep the coronavirus out, so difficult. No matter how hard we try, so difficult. And then what to speak of, you know, keeping, I mean, Lord Ramachandra, when he was ruling, there was no disease, there was no nothing. Is it not? So he kept it all diseases out. Obviously, we have to understand that these people were, in order to rule the world, you have to be on, you know, on the level of the gods, because all Yudhishthir and all of them were not ordinary people, they were all gods. They have to be empowered, they are not ordinary human beings. Prithu and even Ravan for that matter, he was also Vaikunthavasi, he is not ordinary person. So, after being such empowered personalities, and still what happens? You know, still something goes wrong. No one likes, you know, especially to keep the people satisfied. And today, if you see, I mean, Prabhupada gives the example of Mahatma Gandhi. One of the most honest leaders that we have seen in modern history when it comes to politics. Yes. But still, there were people who did not like him and they shot him down. So, you see, there are always going to be some people who are dissatisfied with you, disgruntled people. People are going to hate you. People will think, why are you there? Why are you trying to control us? Criticize you. So where is the happiness in that? In trying to be the leader, is there any happiness? Is there any peace? The modern leaders are always surrounded by all these security guards. High security, Z security. Anytime anyone can come and assassinate you. John F. Kennedy. And we've seen so many such things. Abraham Lincoln, is it not? Yeah. Our Indian Prime Minister, Rajiv Gandhi. So, to be a leader is not easy. A small place takes so much effort and then you become a leader. For what? Only to risk your life. So, you see the irony of it all. First of all, it is so difficult to become. And even if you become a leader, are you safe? Are you happy? Ultimately, finally, only to leave it all behind. And it is said here that they are just simply reduced to mere historical accounts. We may be even say, maybe not a big leader, but just leading a family. Someone dies and then what happens? They are reduced to a photograph in the bedroom. And that also 2 generations down the line, grandchildren will say, ye kya hai laga hai, dar lagta hai ye photos. Nikal do usko. That is also gone. All dead people's photograph. How much can you put on your walls? So everyone has to be, you know, in history books. That's all. That is the only position we have. And so what is it? What is the message that we are given here in Srimad Bhagavatam? Is it wrong to be a leader? No, but the message is that every position in the society is actually a position to serve. And a king ideally takes that position as a representative of God. And being a king is not easy. Like Lord Ramachandra, the ideal king who managed to strike a chord with each and every member of his kingdom. People loved him. People loved him. Not like, you know, modern day people that people want to kill you. People loved him. So therefore, for a leader, to be a leader means a lot of sacrifice. And we know that what Lord Ramachandra was, what was his position. Even though he had so much, he was completely detached. At the drop of a hat, he was willing to forego everything and go into the forest. He gave up his own wife. So what was the sacrifice involved? And it takes that much in order to gain the credibility of the citizens. Enormous sacrifice. Being a leader is just not easy. Just not easy. So every service, every position is meant for service. If one can take it like that, understanding what are the repercussions, because the moment a person becomes a king, it is explained in the Shastras that just by assuming that position, you have to accept 1/6 of the karma of all the praja. So everything is just a matter of service. You know, I was seeing one clip, video clip of one one very famous personality who speaks in a different language. She wanted to learn English. She didn't know English, so she appointed one teacher to teach her English. The teacher was younger to her and more inexperienced basically in the field. So, not in the language, but in the field that she was working in. So, one video clip was that she's sitting on the chair like this. And that girl is sitting on the ground, on the floor, and she's teaching her English that way. You see? So, generally, of course, teachers sit on the top, you know, and students listen. But she was sitting on the top and she's asking, "Kya hai? Ye word kya hai? Iska matlab kya hai? Strategy ka matlab kya hai?" You know, and then she's asking and then she's sitting down and she's replying. Which in one sense is actually true, because even if it comes to teaching or any service that you're doing is basically simply what? An opportunity to serve. You are not in a position of superiority. At least one should not think like that. So, here it's explained that one must remember this very important fact of life. Now, it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to understand it, but still we see that people are obsessed to try and control people, conquer them, keep them subjugated, dominate. Everybody wants to rule the world. Even there are Hollywood songs on this. Everybody wants to rule the world. In my childhood, I used to listen to that song. So, what is it that makes us want control in this world? What is it? You know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, in Vamandev and Bali Maharaj's pastime, there's a nice episode where Bali Maharaj is asking Vamandev that what would you like? Please ask for charity. And he says, "I want 3 steps of land." And Bali Maharaj is taken aback. He says, "What kind of Brahmin are you? You don't have intelligence. You have come to the emperor of the world. I can give you an island. What are you asking for 3 steps of land? How much can you put in a 3 steps of land? Today you're a brahmachari. Maybe tomorrow you decide to get married. You'll have a wife with you. Where are you going to put your bed? How are you going to accommodate her? Ask more. You are tiny in stature, but it seems that your intelligence is also small. Use your intelligence. Come on. Ask." And then he says that, you know, if I'm not satisfied with 3 steps of land, then I will not be satisfied with, you know, even one dweep, even one island with the Sapta Varshas. Why? Because even if I get the dweepa with all the 7 Varshas, then I'll be looking at the other islands. What about the other islands? I want that also. So therefore he says, it is better to cultivate satisfaction. I should be satisfied with just 3 steps of land. Satisfaction is a very important quality. Because it makes you feel incomplete. If you're not satisfied, you see something and you feel that I want that. The moment you start wanting that, then naturally you're feeling you're incomplete. You lose the sense that you are the soul, you are complete, you have God with you. There's nothing more you need. So therefore, sada santushta manasaha sarva sukhamaya adishah sharkara kantaka dibhyo yatho panat padha shivam. Yatho panat padha shivam. So in this verse it is explained that sada santushta manasaha sarvaha sukhamaya adishah. That if you have satisfaction in your mind, if you have cultivated satisfaction, then sarvaha shivamaya adishah. Everywhere you will go, you will be peaceful, satisfied, content. Sarvaha shivamaya adishah. And this satisfaction is compared to shoes. Like shoes. Like if you wear shoes. Yatha sharkara kantaka dibhyo. Sharkara means pebbles. And kantaka means thorns. So if you want to walk, say maybe you want to go to Church Gate or VT, there are two things you can do. If you are really rich, then you can put a carpet from Girgaon Chowpatty Temple to Church Gate. Wherever you go, you'll have to put a carpet. But the easiest thing to do, the most practical thing to do, is what? Upanat Padaha. You have a suitable shoe which gives you the feeling of walking on a carpet everywhere you go. This is the most economical, the most practical solution. How is it possible? You know, you may change your mind. I want to go here. I want to go there. Are you going to put carpets everywhere? So there are two approaches. One is you change the world or you change yourself. What is easier? There was a nice message somebody sent. He said, if you don't like something, change it. But if you can't change it, change yourself. That's quite reasonable, is it not? And Shastras teach us how to change yourself, because that is the most important thing. So to cultivate that satisfaction, sada santushta manasaha, always to keep the mind, because you will never be satisfied. Even while you have to work so hard, even after getting it, people are not satisfied. And then finally to leave it all behind. Example is of in the 7th canto, where Prahlad Maharaj is telling his father, Saitham nirjita kagub ekarad vishayan priyam yatho vajoshan bunjano natrpyat achite indriya. So, itham nirjita kaku. Thus, what? Nirjita. That means you have won over everything. Kaku. All directions you have conquered. And you have become a karat. You have become the emperor. He was actually the emperor of the world. Not just of this earth, but of the three worlds. And what happens? Yatho pa josham. As much as he wants, bunjano, he enjoyed. Vishayan, priyan, all kinds of sense gratification. And then what is the result? Natripyat. There is still no satisfaction. Why? Ajitendriya. Because he has not controlled his senses. See, the thing is about collecting goods and articles and material things is that when you love these things, it cannot love you back. Therefore you love people, you love God, because they can love you back. Loving things will not satisfy us. And therefore, na tripyad ajitendriyaha. There was no satisfaction even after having everything. You know, there was this very famous rock, before I came to ISKCON, I used to listen to Hollywood songs also, and Western songs, and there was one singer of a very famous group. He was very inspired by a previous singer, who basically was from India. You know, there was a person known as Freddie Mercury. He was very famous. And he used to go and thrill the audience on the stage. So this person also tried to take inspiration, and he also tried to do that. And he became very famous. But then it was not meant for him. Because then finally he confessed that when he comes on the stage, he gets so bored. So boring. He just did not get the thrill of it. All people saying, oh, because basically what happens when you become famous, people just come to harass you. Either people, you get false friends, you know, how much does it take to become famous? I mean, nothing. You just have to hire a publicist. Pay him and you become famous. That's all. You market a product, you can market yourself. And then what happens when you become famous is basically, who come to you are basically starry-eyed people, who always look up to, I remember, because I was living in Juhu, I've seen so many film stars there, just everywhere. You know, in opposite building, Suraj used to say, you know, Arya, where all these people were living in my, you know, society in Juhu. Juhu is filled with all film stars. You know, you go to Juhu scheme, Amitabh Bachchan is there behind Himamal. So all of, so we've been seeing film stars from childhood. They really don't, you know, I've never once gone and, you know, said that, please, autograph. I don't know, somehow I was not into it even from childhood, fortunately. But then when you look at people that is so excited, photograph. And what are they? Just haggling you, I mean, just harassing you. for their own selfish needs. They'll just take a photograph with you and say, "Dekho, uske saath photograph khicha." They are just pampering their ego by associating themselves with you. And what do you get? You get only such kind of people. Fake people, basically. They don't love you, but they show that they love you. But ultimately, they want something from you. They're trying to rip you. They're coming to you for something. And then what happens? Then ultimately, meeting most of the people are like that. You lose faith on people. All are like that, matlabi people. And then what happens? You think you miss out on your true friends who are there, coming to meet with you. Who really want to love you. You doubt them also. And you doubt yourself also. Because you have projected yourself in a way that people appreciate, and you feel that I should meet up with those standards and expectations, and you start living an artificial life. And you start thinking that, I have to be this way, otherwise people will not like me anymore. Because you've gone into that thing of trying to entertain people. But how can you entertain people's minds? Minds are never entertained, can never be entertained. If Krishna could not keep the living entities entertained, how can we? That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I was in Bagh Bazar temple, Gaudiya Math, and that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one living entity can never be the source of enjoyment for another living entity. Not possible. They are not meant. Only Krishna can satisfy the living entities. One living entity cannot be the source of enjoyment for another living entity. So this person realized he was on the stage, and he was very talented, extremely talented actually. And the songs which he would come up with become like the legendary songs, And finally what happened? He committed suicide. No satisfaction at all. He was high on drugs, and because they have so much money and fame, but they don't know what to do with it. They're living artificial, hollow lives. Na tripyad ajitendriyah. Yutho vajosham munjano na tripyad ajitendriyah. So now, what is the final conclusion? So what, are we supposed to give up all ambitions? No ambitions? Should we not have any ambitions? So therefore, Shastra says, santoshas trishu kartavya swadare bhojane dhane. Trishu shaiva kartavya. Santoshas naiva kartavya swadhyaya japadanayo. So if you want to be satisfied with three things. Swadare bhojane dhane. Be satisfied with your wife, with your food, what you get to eat, and what you earn. And never be satisfied with three things. What is that? Swadhyaya, your study of Shastra, Jap, your chanting, and Dan, service of charity to the people. So therefore, in order to keep ourselves reminded is a very important thing. Therefore, reading scriptures, contemplating upon these facts is a very, very important and critical activity. Otherwise, we may, trade our satisfaction for material things. And with that, everything will be lost. So therefore, we have to constantly remember, smaranityam manityatam tajadurjana samsargam bhajasadhu samagamam smaranityam ahoratram. What is that? Smaranityam anityatam. Yes. Always remember the life is temporary. One day we will have to quit. Smaranityam anityatam. So, tyaja durjana samsargam. Give up the association of bad, wicked-minded people. Tyaja durjana samsargam. Wicked people. Abandon them. Bhaja sadhu samagamam. Take association of saintly people. Kuru punyam ahoratram. Day and night be engaged in good works. In trying to serve Krishna and his devotees. Bhaja smaranityam anityatam. And always remember the life is temporary. Especially during the pandemic, we are reminded of this. We are faced with our mortality more and more. And therefore, makes us think that what it is, what is life all about, what are we supposed to accomplish, what is the goal of life. So therefore, none of them could be permanently establish their rule on this earth. And that is what it is, In my initial days of Krishna consciousness, some stories really inspired me. Like once there was a king who was wandering in his kingdom in the forest, and he saw one sadhu sitting very peacefully under a tree. Just sitting and meditating, peaceful, tranquil. And the king looking at him, he was thinking, what is this? No ambition in life. Just sitting under a tree, whiling away your time like this. So he could not contain himself. He went to the sadhu and he said, how can he just be so without ambition? How can you be like that? So the sadhu looked at him and he says, okay Maharaj, you please tell me, what is your ambition in life? He says, I will conquer this kingdom. Okay, very wonderful. And then after that, what will you do? Then I will conquer that kingdom. Okay, after that, what will you do? Then the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth. And after, then I will become the emperor of the world. Okay, that is very good. After that, Raja, what will you do? He says, after that, there will be nothing left for me to do. I will be happy with my family and then I will sit peacefully. He says, that's what I am doing. I am sitting peacefully. If you have to do all these things finally to become peaceful, so I am already peaceful. Why do I need all these things? So what is the problem? So let me sit peacefully and let me meditate, please, Hare Krishna. So you know, these things are there. That what is of value to us? You have to realize it. You know, there was a king and he had a guru. And he was not very obedient to his guru. He was not interested in spiritual life also. Very materialistic. But he used to still respect his guru. Ah, Gurudev, Gurudev. Okay. So one day the guru came and was thinking how, he was scheming, how can I inspire this stupid disciple of mine? So he came and said, you know what? I never told you one thing. Because you are my favorite disciple, I come to tell you that, you know, I have so much wealth in my Kamandalu, which is more than the entire kingdom that you have. Immediately when he heard of wealth, then the king became interested. He says, really? Is that really possible? Sadhu log to jhoot nahi bolte. Okay, Maharaj. I am very much interested to see your wealth. Show me. If you want to really see it, you'll have to come without anything. Says, nothing. No soldiers, no chariot, no palanquin, no money also. Absolutely empty-handed, you should come with me. Says, all right. So then the sadhu takes the king, they walking. They go very far away from the kingdom. Unknown land. They're both dressed very simply. No one knows that he's the king. Abandoned place, some place they're walking. So after about 7, 8, 10 hours of walking, the king becomes very thirsty. So Maharaj, I'm very thirsty. Can I have a little drink from your Kamandalu, please? There doesn't seem to be any source of water, no well, no nothing. So the sadhu says, you want water? I'll take half of your kingdom. Half of... Forget it. Let's walk, Maharaj, let's walk. So they continue walking for another 1 or 2 hours. And then, now he could not tolerate. He says, Maharaj, take half of my kingdom. Take it. Give me. Sorry, old price. Now I'll take full kingdom. That is the old price. Sorry, let's walk. Just let's walk. And after some time, he could not tolerate. And he says, Maharaj, take my kingdom, but give me this glass of water. I'm dying. So the Maharaj gave it to him, he drank water and he says, just see, now I am the king, you are nothing. I purchased your entire kingdom with a Kamandalu of water. This is what your kingdom is worth, nothing. Little water in my Kamandalu. I have shown you the real wealth. So therefore there are so many things in life which we take for granted. The gifts that God has given us, you know, air, water, all these things, because we don't value it anymore. And therefore Krishna says, samaloshtrashma kanchana. To be able to contemplate on these facts of life, what is important, what is not. And be satisfied with simply our bhajan, association and service to the Lord and the devotees is the greatest wealth. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।